thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Psalm 51:4, against you, you only, have I sinned. We need a new way of looking at sin, a fresh understanding of it that recognizes it involves denial and moral blindness. And the only way to see it clearly is through the eyes of the one we've sinned against. David prayed, against you, you only have I sinned. A Christian college professor put it like this: I'm nice to my students, respectful to my colleagues, love my family, don't steal, commit adultery, use drugs or swear, and I floss regularly. But when I look at myself honestly, I see that I harbor bitterness, hoard my time, and resent others intruding on me. I'm vain and consumed with how others perceive me. I wrestle with my sexuality and have strayed with my irons in my heart. I pretend to listen, but I don't. I think more about being great than being good. I act more spiritual than I am. I'm a mess, broken in every way, and my only hope is God's mercy. When Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on his throne, he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone." Then an angel took a burning coal from the altar and touched his lips, saying, "Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged." The realization of our sinfulness can be as gentle as a nudge, or it can knock us down with hurricane force. What's important is how we respond. Regardless of how often you've fallen or how badly you've failed, today God extends His grace to you and a chance to begin again if you're willing to accept it. On Vision's Word for Today, dealing with our sin.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.